And I wanted to bring in a good friend of ours, Mitch. Hello, Mitch.
Good morning.
Hello.
Mitch works at various duties, various radio stations for Cumulus Media.
I'm just kind of all over.
Yeah.
He's always in the building.
And normally when we talk to Mitch, he's done something like leave toenail and fingernail clippings in front of the board.
Such good days in my life.
There was just that once.
Well, then there was also the leaving like droppings of fast food, and then there was a pile of ants. Anyway, point is this, is that we never bring or we talk about his fashion.
Oh, yes.
But we never bring Mitch in for hard news topics. Mm-hmm. And I was passing by Mitch, and I said, "Hey, man, what do you think about the Brexit?" And how did you respond?
I have absolutely no idea what that is.
Okay. Now, let's see if Mitch can figure it out. And granted, I think this is a hard task.
Mm-hmm.
I do not envy being in Mitch's position here. But
I also have
if we were to tell you that it was British, would that help, the Brexit?
It would, just because I feel like I might know what the B stands for.
Right. Okay.
Oh, he's thinking acronym. He's not even close.
All right. Well, what are you thinking now, Mitch? Because take your first guess on what Brexit is, just knowing that it's British now. It has something to do with Britain.
I honestly have no idea.
Now, what if we were to tell you the exit part of Brexit stood for exit?
That would make a lot of sense. I would say, maybe British royalty exit.
Okay. Doug, let's continue with that.
Oh, like their exit signs say Brexit instead of exit. Maybe, is that where you're going?
That what you were saying? Like there was a sign somewhere in Buckingham Palace that said,
"The Queen exits
this is
here."
Brexit. This is only for royalty to leave the building.
In case of emergency, please use the closest restroom.
Let's not put words in Mitch's mouth, Dusty. Please. So, what were you thinking that Brexit was?
Well, honestly, I would say it has something to. I mean, honestly. I still have no idea. Sorry, I'm literally running sleep, and I have no idea.
No. Well, what if we were to tell you it had something to do with finance?
Ooh.
The economy.
That would make, royalties, maybe?
Explain royalties.
As in, like, well, music royalties, but obviously that's not what it would be. Is it something soccer-related?
No.
Okay, just because I know the Euros are going on and everything, so I'm just going through my head what Brexit might be.
You've got Britain, you've got exit, you've got the economy. What if I were to tell you that it has to do with currency?
Well, okay, so there's the British pound, there's the Euro. I don't know what the R would stand for. That's the only thing I'm missing here.
The R and Brexit?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's part of Britain.
Oh.
Bruh.
Oh.
It's part of Britain, bruh.
Oh. Okay, so.
See, I told you he was going acronym.
I guess you were right.
I could see the gears working.
Because I was trying to think of. Okay.
Mitch, this is all the time we have for you. But
thank you.
You've played well.
Thank you.
We've learned nothing. But I think many, many people are in the same boat today. When they hear people talking about the Brexit, they will go, oh, that is some acronym meaning the Queen leaves this way.
I still don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
I know
I'm
it has
really
to
confused.
Do with
I'm going to go. I'm now going to go do the research so I don't look like an idiot.
Go Google it.
So yeah. I'm totally going to go Google
it. The world is talking about it today. We will explain nothing further to either you or Lindsay. Lindsay, we actually talked about this yesterday. You shouldn't be as much in the dark as Mitch.
No, I know. I just sometimes don't understand concepts, and I just,
I just nodded,
smiled, so that's cool.
I'm going to go be smarter now. Thank you.
No, it's all good. Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Good job, Mitch.
I think it's very typical for your average American listener in Salt Lake City to not understand Brexit nor give two craps about Brexit.
Right.
So that's okay. Yeah. So we'll leave it right here for that.
All right.
But anytime we can bring Mitch into the show, I think it's a good thing.
I think it is too. He's a sweet.